The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Trivedi Effect Radio Program. We are happy to have you listening and look forward to sharing this incredible energy with you. The Trivedi Effect is a phenomenon generated by the thought power of Mahendra Trivedi, which is linked directly to a higher source of consciousness and is proven to transform the atomic structure of both living and inanimate objects. This is going to be a show unlike anything you've ever experienced before, so we hope you're ready. Now, here is the host of the program, Mahendra Kumar Trivedi, and your co-host, Trivedi Master, Alice Branton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Trivedi Effect Radio Show. We're very happy to have you joining us this afternoon, and we're in for another incredible conversation with Mahendra Kumar Trivedi. We hope that you've been able to join us over the last few weeks as we've talked about the phenomenon known as the Trivedi Effect that has the ability to change anything and everything. This is the one energy that can change anything on this planet, and the 4,000 scientific studies behind that phenomenon across agriculture, materials science, and any area, we have the scientific research. And we are happy that you're joining us, and we want to further our discussion. But most importantly, Mahendra Kumar Trivedi and his ability to impart the Trivedi Effect is about the practical results for your life. And that's really why we're here. And Mahendra Trivedi has really truly become to be known as the authority on consciousness and what higher consciousness means in people's lives. And we do know that we hear lots of theory and philosophy from many transformational leaders, spiritual masters, so many people, but it's just theory and philosophy. And what does it mean for you in your practical everyday life? How can you get the benefits in your life? And he's really the authority on that and how to create those results. So I want to jump right in today, and I want to ask a question, because what so many people talk about is, how do they know what to do in their lives? How do they know when they're making the right decisions or the wrong decisions? They feel that they're disconnected really from their own guidance system. Why does that happen? Why are sometimes people able to feel like they know which steps to take, and why do they encounter obstacles? How do we get connected? How do we stay connected? And what does that mean in our lives so that we can live our purpose or find out what we're supposed to do? Because so many people are stuck and they're confused about which direction to take. So why does that happen, and how do people get connected so that they can know what to do in their lives?
Thank you very much, all the participants on this call. I'm getting one common question in our everyday life, that what is Trivedi Effect? So first of all, I'm going to answer that question, what is Trivedi Effect? And what is this phenomena? And how it differs from rest of the energies known to the science and scientist? I think everybody has heard the name of Albert Einstein, a great, great scientist, a great contribution to the world for all of us. Based on his discovery, his formula, E is equals to mc square, we are able to shoot the satellites into the space. Due to the existence of satellite in the space, we are enjoying internet, several other activities related to computers, emails, lots of information. You have not to go to library and searching one book after another, then driving your car from one bookstore to another, another to another. Still in more than 50% areas, you are not able to find the information. That time has gone. That was like the time for our grandparents. Our parents, they enjoyed the contribution of Einstein. Now we are enjoying. And this is ongoing phenomena, ongoing facility to our coming generations. So first of all, we need to understand the concept of energy, how many types of energies that are existing on our planet and known to us, and we are using those energies in our everyday life. It is heat energy, which is called thermal energy, optical energy, which is called the light energy, then electrical energy, then magnetic energy. They are always perpendicular to each other. We can say electromagnetic energy. So Einstein, after a big discovery during his last days, he was very frustrated with the limitations of the energies. Like electric current, electrical energy, or magnetic energy. If you have the insulators, like non-electrical or non-magnetic materials, wood, plastic, rubber, cotton, etc., you can stop the impact of this energy. This energy is absolutely useless. Absolutely important, cannot have any impact on these materials. This type of materials in science they call insulators. Similarly for thermal energy and similarly for optical energy. The materials, the objects, they are making the decision whether I should receive this energy or not. Plastic is making the decision that whether I should allow the electric current to flow through me or not. The energy has no ability to make the decision. That's the incompetency, deficiency of the energies known to the world. Based on that energy formula, millions of healers throughout the world, US, Canada, Europe, China, Korea, Japan, those areas, and several spiritual masters in the country like India. They also tried to take the advantage of the situation, that this is the mindset of the people, and they are doing the healing work or blessing work, and most of the times no result or very little outcome. Allegation is always on the receiver, on the innocent people. You are not opening your heart properly. You are not thinking positively. Like a person is living in US, his or her income is like $30,000. She or he needs more money. The allegation, why you are counting 30,000? You can add two more zeros. This is 3 million. Positive thoughts. You should think in a positive way. You are unmarried? Think I have a husband. Can you imagine the level of stupidness? So finally Einstein, he was very frustrated. And he wrote the most philosophical statement in the history of science. That I, at any rate, am convinced that he, means the God, cannot throw dice. We don't know that energy, but definitely that energy is existing on our planet Earth, everywhere in this universe, in the space, everywhere, which can do everything. Because all the energies, they have their own limitations. And what electrical energy can do, optical energy cannot do. What optical energy can do, magnetic energy cannot do. And if you are doing interconversion, it needs a big machinery and there's lots of losses of energy. It's not very efficient. And the objects, they are making the decision. He started searching that energy which has the intelligence, one energy, which can do each and everything, which can be useful for living organisms and non-living materials. You don't need 4 or 5 different types of energies that if you are trying to go from one destination to another, see the destination. From here to here, you go by car. From there to there, you go by ship. From there to another place, you go by plane. Can you imagine that kind of journey? So he was very frustrated. He started searching that one energy. And that subject, the science started under the umbrella of unified field theory. One energy concept. And unfortunately, because of his life purpose, that he was not destined to discover that energy, he died. After that, thousands of scientists throughout the world, they started searching that one energy concept which has the intelligence. Finally, in 1995, when I was gifted with the power to harness, with the ability to harness the power of the nature, it is not very unusual. It is very usual. Like the glasses or the silicone chips, they have the ability, they can harness huge amount of sun energy. You can cook your food and you can run your car and you can do the heating and cooling of the houses, everything. So silicone chips, they have something. And due to that something, they have that ability to harness the power of sun. So the question arises, if silicone can do this thing, the non-living material, why not humans? We can also harness the power of nature, like windmill. What windmill is doing? Windmill is just doing harnessing the power of wind, flow of air, and that is into the nature. And that winds, they start revolving, rotating, and that rotational energy, mechanical energy, can be converted into electrical energy, can be transported with the help of poles and cables, and can give us light, and we can use that energy, electrical energy, in our houses, in our offices, far away from that where the wind is blowing. So the whole question that these non-living machines, wind, windmill, silicon chips, everything non-living, computers, everything, what they are doing? They are doing nothing. They are just harnessing the power of nature, the richness of nature, and we are enjoying that power. The question here, who made all these machines? A human. It means the human has more intelligence and more power. The question since last 300 years, all the humans, we are trying to harness the richness of nature to optimize our potential, to make our life much easier and luxury. Nobody was thinking if these man-made machines, if they can get that ability to harness the power of nature, why not a God-made machine, which is human? If man-made machine, they have the ability and they are dead, if they can harness, why not humans? So finally, I came forward. I started challenging the science and scientists that if you can make the machine in such a way so that they can start harnessing the richness of nature, the non-living machines, and you can start enjoying your life. But there are several problems on this planet. Toxic food. Our 98% food on this planet, that includes vegetables, grains, fruits and nuts, it is highly toxic. It is so difficult for the farmers to produce without help of pesticide, fungicide, weedicide and chemical fertilizer. And all these, they have high toxic chemicals, poisonous chemicals. We are spraying on plants and trees. We are adding into the soil the chemicals. Ultimately, everything goes into the plants and goes into the flowers and fruits. And that yield grains, vegetables, fruits and nuts. Finally, it goes to the gut of the humans. So ultimately, we are eating every day the slow poison, the toxic food, and we are expecting for good health. And that's why the humans, they are suffering by all means. They have diabetes, cancer, brain stroke, heart attack, low energy, mood swing, especially ADD and ADHD. Attention deficit disorder, which is reducing our ability to focus. The impotency, infertility in the women. The cause, everyday consumption of poison directly or indirectly in your lunch plate and your dinner plate. We do not have machines because the dead machines, they have their own limitations. Like if you want to go into the space and you are trying, by all means, sometimes you are trying Delta Airlines, then United, then US Airways, then Blue Jet, and then British Airways, and then lots of drama, right? These planes, they are not manufactured to take you into space, to penetrate the gravitational pull of the Earth. They can take you from one city, one town to another. That's their limitations. But you are not thinking into that. You are always fooling people, fooling others. Listen, I tried with United. It was a very good journey and really I was very close and we were very close. Next year, we are going to choose Delta. I spoke to CEO. What CEO can do? He can do nothing. Those planes, they do not have the ability to enter into the space. They do not have that level of speed. They are not designed to get out from the gravitational pull of the Earth. This is happening in humans' everyday life. Somebody is coming, you have negative thoughts? Yes. Why? I do not have money. Well, just think, close your eyes, think I have $1 billion. Can you imagine what a cheaters, idiots, what they are doing to the world? They are really fooling the people. Like, you know, some people you go and to hunt the fish, you give them some food. This type of hunter, right? So they are not basically trying to give the food to the fish. They are giving little food so that the fish can come, can eat, and they can get the fish. I'm from India, I don't know the exact term for that man, but definitely it's kind of fish hunter, right? So here are the human hunters, really. They are saying, you have no job, don't worry, close your eyes, start thinking you are CEO for a multi-billion dollar company. You think positive. This happens automatically. You have no job. Now you have the job of $100,000, $1 million. You have to do nothing with your thoughts. They will come automatically. All negative thoughts, they will be converted into positive thoughts. Now my question, go and think negative thought. Even the negative thoughts, they will not come in your brain. So the question here, they are giving you the reverse idea. How a person starts thinking when person gets everything. So this is the problem of the people. So this Trivedi effect, when I was gifted, I started thinking into that direction. That these dead machines and man-made machines, they have their own limitations. We need to develop the machines which has the ability to really optimize the potential of plants and trees and bacteria, useful fungus, animals, and finally humans also. So I started working into that direction, and what I did, I used myself a machine. What kind of machine? A God-made machine, not a man-made machine. Man-made machine has small limitations. Like small children, they are making with the help of paper and cardboard a kind of house or a car. Can you ride on that car? Can you start living in that house? These are toys. So these people, these human hunters, they are coming and they are telling you, okay, you have to do nothing. Start thinking positive. And you will be billionaire within the next few days and months. On the contrary, really, it's a very big crime that somebody is teaching me that you have to do nothing, just positive thoughts. Somebody inspiring me that become more and more lazy and lethargic. One day I will be useless, and if I'm very fortunate living in the US, then I will be on government liability. If I'm living outside US, like in the country like India, then definitely I have only one option, the beggar on the street. Liability on the society. We don't want to create more liabilities on the society. Our goal, our objective, how we can optimize human potential. So finally, what is this Trivedi effect? This is a very unique, unknown energy till today to the world. And that energy has the ability to connect everything, living or non-living, with the life force, with the power of nature, with the source of energy in the nature, infinite source of energy, universal intelligence, and allow the object and the nature to interact with each other. That way everything will start flourishing for next level. So that's the Trivedi effect. So what we are planning here, that for human's life, how we can justify into the science. I came here in 2009 in US, and 2010 and 11, the scientist from San Francisco, it's a very highly renowned scientist, Dr. Garrett Yent, he invited me in his laboratory. He gave me the combination in several petri dishes, the combination of cancer cells and healthy cells related to brain, human brain. I did the energy transmission. Means I connected both types of cells with the universal intelligence. How I connected? It's internet. When somebody connects your computer to internet, can you see the internet energy? You cannot see. That energy is invisible. Here also this energy is invisible, right? Electric current. They are the electrons, they are traveling the cables, right? Electric wires, electric cables. Can you see from your naked eyes? No. Similarly, this energy also you cannot see from your naked eyes. So after 3 months, they completed the project and then they did the whole analysis, and the scientists, they came to the final conclusion that this unknown energy has huge amount of intelligence, because energy was able to kill the cancerous cells. On the contrary, energy improved the viability of the healthy cell. The energy which has the intelligence, the energy who has the ability to make the decision that these are healthy cells, they are important, useful for human brain, don't kill them. And these are cancerous cells who are really the big reason for the bad health of this human, we need to kill. In traditional science, we have very powerful technology. It is called chemotherapy and radiation. During treatment, we use for the cancer patients. This technology or these technologies has the ability to kill the cancer cells. But the negative part of this, that this technology or this energy kills both healthy cells and cancer cells together. On the contrary, the energy which is part of the very effect has the ability to kill just cancerous cells, but on the contrary, it has the ability to boost the viability of the healthy cells. Finally, the scientists came to the conclusion that this is not just intelligent energy. On the contrary, this is a kind of holy grail. And they wrote in their project report that really, this is a holy grail. And hundreds of scientists, very top level scientists throughout the world, they are searching this type of energy. This energy can be a very big hope to the world for so many problems which we cannot solve with the help of dead machines. This energy is going to help the humanity. This energy is going to really help in so many ways, where the scientists, the coming scientists, they can discover thousands of different technologies. I'm not talking like 100, thousands of different technologies. This is a next level science on this planet. So we are taking break, and we are coming back very soon. Stay with us.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
There are 13 unbreakable habits of truly enlightened people. These life-changing habits are discussed on Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. We'll offer an excursion in self-discovery, along with wisdom that will allow you to stay on the correct path toward your destiny. You can find excellence in your life. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for this exciting transformational journey.
Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to the Trivedi Effect radio program. To reach our program live on Mondays on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also reach us via email at radio@trivedieffect.com. Now, back to the Trivedi Effect.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Trivedi Effect radio show program. My name is Alice Branton, and I'm here with Mahendra Kumar Trivedi, and we're having a great discussion. And before we jump right back into things, I do want to let all of you know out there, if you're new to the Trivedi Effect and you want to learn more and you want to go more in depth, we do have a very special webcast coming up, and it's going to be on July the 22nd, which is a Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And this will be an introductory program that'll go more in depth about the science behind this phenomenon and Mr. Trivedi's journey. And then, of course, we will have an energy transmission so that all of you can directly experience this energy and see the impact in your life. So I encourage you all to go to the website to sign up for that. And the website where you can go is www.miracleenergytransmission.com. That's miracleenergytransmission.com. And if you didn't quite get that and you need more information, you can always email us at our email address. And that is radio, R-A-D-I-O, at trivedieffect.com, TRIVEDIEFFECT.com. So we look forward to all of you joining us on July the 22nd. So I have a question for Mr. Trivedi. This question has come up, and it comes up very often and from people all around the world. And that is, in our lives, women, we are the more emotional creatures, and we are much more sensitive. We're emotional to all of those people around us. We want to help everyone in our lives, and of course our children. And our children are sensitive as well. When they're so young and they're beginning to experience the world, they have lots of emotions and sensitivities as well. And especially for women, though, it seems that we have these emotional traumas in our lives that take so much of our time, our energy, and our focus. So when we want to take ourselves to the next level, we seem to be stuck in this emotional trauma. So really, what is that emotional trauma? And how can the Trivedi Effect help us? Can it help us get out of this emotional trauma so we can grow to our maximum and optimal potential? So Mr. Trivedi, can you explain that to us?
Yes, Alice, definitely we can explain. Any human start his or her journey from day one, immediately after the birth. So from birth to death, every year, every day, every moment, there is possibility to accumulate the emotional trauma, whether it is known to you or unknown to you. It doesn't matter. What are the ways the people they get the emotional trauma? First, bad parenting. If the parents, they are not caring about their children, if they are abusive, if they are beating physically, verbally, they are not paying attention on their needs, on their comfort, or especially on their growth. The environment, parents, they are fighting in the house in front of children, cursing each other, blaming each other. Children, they start feeling insecurity in the life. Up to age 12 or 15, the children, they are very close to the mother, the biological mother. If father, or especially in America type of country, because after the birth of the children, if they have the divorce, then mother has new boyfriend or new husband. So if that person is really misbehaving, torturing, abusing the woman, the mother, then definitely the children, they are accumulating every day on every incident, on every that fighting or every that torture. They start accumulating the trauma in their life. They feel insecure. They start losing the confidence. And children, when they become young, 18 plus, then they start enjoying their relationship. This happens especially to the women. If they are cheated in relationship, it's a huge accumulation of trauma. They get the inability to trust others. They start feeling worthless. Some kind of deficiency with me, that's why no man is ready to live with me for a long period of time. While the biology of man is different, they just go close to a woman for a small period of time. They are more interested for sex and less interested for the love and affection. On the contrary, every woman is more interested for love and affection, and sex is on second priority. Due to that reason, they feel that they are cheated, and definitely they are cheated. Because there is difference between the commitment and the reality of the life. Third and biggest reason that if a male or female, anybody, if they are betrayed in their life, anywhere, in relationship, in business, in money transaction, in job, anywhere, in research, in their whole life, anywhere, if they are betrayed, then definitely it's a huge, big trauma. Or if you are the victim of any kind of conspiracy. But the most biggest reason, if you are suppressing your feelings just for some kind of a small materialistic gain, you don't recognize, but this trauma starts accumulating every day. It means you are suppressing your feelings, your emotions, your sentiments, your perception. You do not have your own identity. You have started losing your own recognition. Somebody has started dominating you. And you have accepted, you have allowed somebody else to guide you, to lead you, mislead you, misguide you, dominate you. And you have started suppressing your feelings, your needs. This is one of the biggest trauma. The outcome of this trauma, you stop trusting others. You do not have liberty and freedom. You do not have the ability to make the decision for your life, for your children. Somebody else has the ownership for you or over you, right? So you are not the owner for yourself. Somebody else has got the ownership over you, on you. Legally, you are not slave, but your situation is worse than the slave in your life. And immediately you start, after some time you start disconnected. You lost the ability to harness the power from the nature. The grace of God, the energy which has the ability to bring everything in your life. That energy has the ability to bring happiness in your life. Good physical health, good mental health, ability to focus, better productivity, emotional balance, and finally joy in emotions and sentiments. High libido, ability to get orgasm in the sex. Better relationship with everybody in your environment. And the abundance of finance. That comes when you are absolutely enjoying the liberty and freedom. When you have the freedom. Otherwise, the opportunities, they will start knocking your doors. And you have no ability to make the decision, no right to make the decision. You need the permission from somebody else. Should I avail this opportunity? Should I encash this opportunity? That's not a very bad idea, but not good idea at all. The question that another person, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever, if that person is in your unconditional love, and if that person is more competent than you, then definitely you can get advice. You can do the arguments. But ultimately, you should be able to make the decision about your future life. Mostly in emotional trauma, the people, they start feeling the worthless. I have no ability. I'm incompetent on this planet. They stop trusting others. The moment they stop trusting others, after some time, they stop trusting on themselves also. And finally, you have stopped your growth. The complications of this situation in coming future, people, they start suffering from sleep disorder. They wake up in the morning, their sleep was 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, but they wake up in the morning, they feel tired. Still they want to sleep. They become lazy and lethargic. No inspiration, no motivation in the life. It's a very routine life with full of boring and boredom. They wake up in the morning and they have... their mood is very bad, cranky. They have one question, what I have to do, what I have not to do. They have no life purpose in their life. Because they are guided, misguided, misleaded by others. They are always waiting for the instructions. They are controlled and regulated by others. They get mental restlessness, inability to focus. If they are doing anything, reading, writing, watching, or doing something, in any kind of doingness, their ability to focus is very less. They are working 1 hour, but really their productivity is hardly 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Suppose it is 10 minutes, so if they are working like 10 hours, but their productivity is really 100 minutes, less than 2 hours. That's why these people, they get very less money in their jobs. $7.65, $8 per hour, that's it. It is not less money, but definitely they don't deserve more than that. Because they are working 10 hours, but their productivity is just 2 hours. Who will give them $30 and $40 and $60 per hour? So whatever they can produce within 10 hours, another person who is in a very good mood, who is not suffering from ADD and ADHD, that person can complete the same kind of productivity within 2 hours. So you can give that person $25, $30, even that person is much cheaper. Ability to focus. When you do not have enough ability to focus, your intelligence is very low. Your intuitive power is very low. You cannot enjoy the relationship because your alertness and awareness for everything in your environment is very, very low. You are doing anything, you are cooking the food, you are writing something, you are reading something, you are watching something, you are doing computer job, you are doing anything, you are talking to somebody. You do not have the ability to pay huge attention on their discussion. That's why this type of people, they are never successful in their relationship also. Because their alertness and awareness is very poor, very weak. Finally, it impacts their sexual life. Their libido is low. They do not have enough energy for sex relationship. They are not bubbling with the sex energy. So their partner is not enjoying really the sex. You are this type of people, they are very fortunate if your partner is important or less ability to function. Then really you are very fortunate. If your partner is really potent, then definitely it's a very minus sign, very negative characteristic. And you cannot hold that kind of man in your life. You can get the soulmate, which is very difficult. But to hold the soulmate in your life, it is a million times more difficult. That impacts that life. That impacts your relationship. Your children, you are not able to pay attention that when you have to show the emotions, the sentiments. If somebody is teaching you, you do not have the ability what to prioritize, what not to prioritize in the life. Your partner, he or she wants some kind of romance today, or the sex today, but your alertness is so poor, you have no value for his or her feelings in your life. And definitely that is going to damage your relationship. Now we are coming on the finances. This type of people who are suffering from emotional trauma, they do not have the ability to get enough money, to earn enough money in their life. Because of their conditioning, because of their feelings, because of their perception, basically. Their perception alters by all means. They start feeling that anything very big and good, I'm not worthy for that. That really impacts their life, their future growth. Their whole life, they are just searching, what is my life purpose? Why I am here? They start suffering from anxiety, depression, sadness, hopelessness. They do not have very good hope, high hope for the future. And then finally they start going to the conferences, spiritual conference, where fishermen, they are giving the discourse, right? You do not have money. Why you are thinking you do not have money? Close your eyes. Pay attention that, yes, your whole house is with full of currency, money. Start positive thinking. You do not have any money in your bank account. You have $1. Why you are worried? It's more than enough. Write on the paper $1, add 10, 20 zeros. You are billionaire and trillionaire within 1 minute. So these people, because of low confidence, they end up into the hands of the fishermen. And those fishermen, whatever they have, $10, $20, $100 in their bank account, they are able to remove that money also from their pocket. So these people, they start becoming poor and poor and poor. In America type of country, in Las Vegas, in Nevada State, gambling is illegal. But in America type of country, in the spiritual world, the gambling is also legal. People, they give you false hope. Come in the poker, spend $1, you get $1,000. And these fishermen, transformational leaders, most of them, they are also doing the same thing. Come in my workshop, attend the workshop, give me $200, and you will get $2 million and $2 billion after that. I will give you the idea. I means those people, not me. I'm not talking about Mahen Trivedi. I'm talking about the fishermen in this country. Come to my workshop, their workshop, and give them $200, and they will give you the idea that how you can be billionaires. If they have the idea of why these idiots, they are not billionaires. That's the whole question. Who goes to their workshop? People who have no confidence, no ability to make the decision in their life. Anybody can fool you, cheat you, impact you, influence you. They are under sadness. They are very innocent people. They were not given enough, a better environment to grow. Bad parenting, cheated in relationship, betrayal, conspiracy, jealousy by the people in the environment. Then finally, domination by others, by their spouse, partner, by their boss in the environment, in their company, at their job place, workplace. These people, they never got any freedom. Legally, they are not slave, but their situation is worse than the slave. Who is responsible? I would like to say this type of people, they are responsible because they allowed others to dominate and to exploit. There's no discourse which can help you. There's only one way. you have to connect to the God of your understanding. Do you know who is the richest on this planet? All small children, they are richest on this planet. Because they have high confidence on their biological mother. If you say, ask any small child, do you have money? Oh, I have huge money in my piggy bag. I have huge money in my piggy bag. Okay, can you purchase the car and house and everything? They are ready to purchase half of the world with their piggy bag. See? Is it real? This is not real. Now you are not children. Still you are thinking that, start thinking that you have billions of dollars in your piggy bag. Really? That's why you are suffering. Still you are traveling with the piggy bag. And that's why you are poor, and that's why you have no money. Now you have to connect to the God of your understanding. Bring the grace of God in your life. That is going to bring everything in your life. No emotional trauma. You will enjoy the abundance of everything. Physical health, mental health, joy in emotions, sex, richness of relationship, huge amount of money. So, I don't know other way. I know that yes, Trivedi Effect is able to help hundreds of thousands of people on this planet. You can also be one of them, fortunate person. So don't wait. Join us. Bring the grace of God in your life and enjoy the happiness, the beauty of life on this planet. You will not suffer from the concept of piggy bag in your life. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the Trivedi Effect Radio Show next week.
Thank you for joining us this week for the Trivedi Effect. Please join Mahendra Kumar Trivedi and Trivedi Master Alice Branton again for our next show. You can hear the Trivedi Effect live every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Or you can make us a part of your weekend every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. If you've enjoyed the show, then why not invite your friends and family members to experience this phenomenal energy on our next program? We hope to see you soon.